Yeah, it's very special, and the longer time goes by, you know, the more special it gets. We're spread out all over the country, even all around the world. Kids get older, you know, we get to catch up, grow together as families, and it's like a little mini reunion every time we're here and get together.
720 WGN, Tales of the Tailgate, live here, Army-Navy as cadets, men and women in uniform, fans, football fans, really America. They come together along with the class of 2002. We got James McBride here. He's a West Point graduate. And well, I want to say welcome to the game. This is your game, so I appreciate being here. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Glad you're here.
Talk a little bit about this. So this is the kind of thing, and we mentioned in the open, it brings in people from all over the place. But you guys coming back, getting together, the camaraderie, you know, that togetherness that you have with the class. What is it about this game that brings not only America, right, because this is a national TV, regardless of the records of the teams, that stadium will be sold out. Everyone will be watching, and you're here too.
Yeah, it's very special, and the longer time goes by, you know, the more special it gets. We're spread out all over the country, even all around the world, and it's like a little mini reunion every time we're here and get together. Catch up, kids get older, you know, we get to grow together as families, and the whole thing, it's just special all the way around.
Everybody who goes to college and listeners are there, you know, they have, whether it's their fraternity brothers or friends that they make along the way, what is it about that experience at West Point being part of the Long Gray Line that I think binds you guys just tighter together?
Well, again, like you said, fraternity is a great analogy. It is like one big fraternity. And I think given the time that we graduated in 2002, that made it even more tight-knit given what we experienced as a class, you know, during the next decade or two decades even. Most of us here have at least one, if not multiple, combat deployments, and classmates are no longer with us that we lost overseas, and classmates that are still dealing with, you know, the traumatic effects of doing so even 22 years later. I think just the ability to get together and relate to each other and have someone to share stories with, to understand each other, that's what makes it the most special.
You mentioned the time period, and you think about that for the listeners, you know, right after 9/11, right? I think everybody who goes there understands that there's a commitment that happens after you graduate from West Point. You know that you're going to get experience, training. You're going to be prepared as prepared as you can be for the service that comes after it. When that happened with you guys, you know, then 9/11 happens, and you know that this isn't a hypothetical maybe if, this is a for sure. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think even when that happened, there was no way to fully grasp or appreciate the fact that it was going to change the course of all of our lives and that it would shape the next, you know, two decades. There was no way to understand at that time the impacts of the situation. We said, yeah, no, we might be involved in something, but we didn't know to what extent, right? And so I think that was, even being there 50 miles away from ground zero when it happened and being connected with the military at the time, there was no way to appreciate what we were going to experience, you know. And I think it's probably good that we didn't know what it was going to be like, you know.
Talking with Jimmy McBride here, a member of the Long Gray Line class of 2002, here with so many others, and you think about some of this with your perspective now as a parent, having some years on you, being able to look back and you take stock of what the current situation is. You think of the leaders of character and just some of those things that are slogans and mottos and words, and you look at kind of where we are with all of that today. How important is it that a place like West Point exists and that it keeps churning out, you know, people that get that experience, that training, and come out that end?
Yeah, I think it's of the utmost importance, you know, regardless of the time frame of the United States, there's always going to be something happening or about to happen where you're going to need leaders of character to be in charge, to take control, and get America through those situations. So I think that goes also for Naval Academy, Air Force Academy.
You know, just to a lesser extent?
Yeah, to a lesser extent, yeah. But I think it's of the utmost importance, and you just can't overstate the importance of it. Like I said, the longer time goes on, the more I appreciate that. And the more that, you know, as my kids get older, they're 10, 9, and 6 now, and you don't really think about that until you have kids of your own. You know, when I was a platoon leader overseas, and I had 25 guys I was in charge of, you know, I was single, no kids, I had a mom and dad and some siblings back home, but until you have a family of your own, you can't fully grasp what it means to leave for a year, 18 months at a time, and risk your life. And I look back thinking, I mean, how did those guys do that? How did those guys do that today with families? Because you can't really understand until you have kids of your own.
West Point prepares you in a lot of different ways for those things. A lot of those topics, those situations are super weighty here. This is kind of an opportunity to kick back, celebrate, relax, and even for the cadets there. Talk about this game, like what it means for them. Everybody understands it's a big football game. The teams are good, but still, just for a cadet, just Army-Navy.
Yeah, I was having the conversation with someone the other day that I can't comprehend what it would be like to be at a time when 10-win season, both teams have winning records, and they're both, you know, have been in their top 25 this year. It's got to be amazing as a cadet. Regardless, the Army-Navy weekend was the most fun we ever had as cadets. You know, and those were in 2-10 seasons, 3-8 seasons, but it was still the best weekend of the year, especially as a plebe or a yuck, your first or second year when you don't get out much and you're let up with your buddies, you get the rental car, you drive down to Philly or Baltimore, wherever it may be. Those make the best memories, and we still talk about those today.
Yeah, I mean, you think about this, regardless of the records of the team, it's sold out, it's national TV, it's a big game, but to have the teams doing well. And in the end, you know, the smoke clears, everybody's, you know, part of that same team, part of America's team. Thank you, Jimmy McBride. Appreciate your service, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.